Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 35th Torino Film Festival. I'm in company of Ram Nehari, Moon Shavit, Nitai Gifts, director and actors of Don't Forget Me, screening here in competition. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grazie.
So, first of all, Ram, how would you describe the film? Is it a cynical rom-com?
It's a dark rom-com. We are all in every screening. We are a bit tense to know when will be the first laugh, because you know, some people sob and cry, but we want people to laugh a bit, to laugh a dark laugh, but to laugh, because although it's about heavy stuff, about mentally ill people and about eating disorder problem, it's a, for us it's a bit of a legend, a bit of a fairy tale, and we don't take it so seriously.
Moon, how did you get on board of the project, and what did you think?
I got on board. I met Ram at a
acting workshop
at his house, and at some point he asked us to tell a little about ourselves. He asked every student to bring something, and I brought this old menu that my husband brought me from his trip somewhere that I just liked the painting on it, and it's like Ram felt there's something there. So he started asking more and more about me, about the connection, about the place of food in my life. And at some point, the secret came out, and I told him, yes, I used to be anorexic and not to eat for so-and-so.
And felt great about
and
it.
Yeah, and I miss it like hell. So his eyes glinced, and I just wanted to know more about it. And this is how I got in the whole process. At some point, I think he wanted to make it a little more personal. So we started meeting in a more intimate group, just me, him, and Nitai. And with time, I felt more secure to tell about the deepest thoughts that I had. It was a very interesting process to me. I felt safe.
Yeah, I found the script to be very detailed, particular, you know, full of sessions and things that sometimes we don't really tell other people.
Yeah.
That we think that come through whole people's mind, not only, you know, technically the people with eating disorders or mental disorders. I read that you also wrote the script. So how did you work together on this very detailed script?
We worked together. I gave in the hours of actually writing this, but but we built this project together, and
a character based on his best friend.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, for him. Okay, I'll tell it. This story, I mean, Moon, her story in this workshop was her story. My story was that I brought a character, actually, as my friend. And I know my friend very well. And I brought it, I guess, it was not whole, but it had a lot of details. And I think Ram really liked that also, because Ram likes mental ill.
And like details.
and Ram likes details. And anyway, for the screen writing,
We started to work on the characters, to investigate them, to know them, to try to imagine things that going through their minds, to make improvisation, to imagine, to ask questions, and that's how it all evolved.
And actually, when I sat down actually working on it, I wrote it through the eyes of Neil and through the brain as much as I can, like, imagine of the character. And also, like, looking at Tom inside this paper, I fell in love with the character of Tom from the character of Neil. The character of Tom is halfly based on Moon, which is my dear friend, and it was not connected. I was on, like, I was obsessed about Tom, and I saw how Tom leads Neil and how he can fall in love with nothing and just like that. And that's how the movie, like, that's how the screenwriting went, I think. Mm-hmm. And every time we needed, like, something to happen, we just set the three of us, asked Moon, like, okay, so what would you do in this situation? Because yeah. That's like, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't enough. I think that we sat down and it took us always like good half an hour to realize what is the core of my thought. We needed like something to drive it, like something, like I could have said some idea about feeling fat or something like that, but we really wanted to seek for the truth, that the mentally, because we needed like a battery to drive us all, you know, like something that is strong enough.
Yeah, and also funny wise, I think that through the work we figured out that, I don't know if it was, yeah, I guess it was meant to be like that, but things became so funny and it was really cool. Yeah, and so we kind of went with that, actually. Kind of went with, like, okay, so this is fucking hardcore, but it's funny. Sorry for the F word.
No, I totally agree. I have to say that I know that, you know that in Italy we have this very tradition of, you know, the scholar tradition, of mixing tragedy and comedy, because that's life, right? So we're really connected to this way of approaching a film and life in general. So I found that the film was very at a perfect rhythm, and there was, because I could laugh, but at the same time I could feel the pain inside this character. Even when, for example, I got very hit by this scene in which she understands that her friend died and she didn't know, and she keeps smiling, and that's so painful at the same time. It's so weird and painful, that smile. Like, she cannot avoid smiling, and she keeps doing that, and it was so weird for me to feel that. So I don't know if you agree, and how difficult was that?
It was based on a few stories, like, to be honest. But yes, it was difficult, because at the time I realized that it's weird. And when the minute I understood that it's not something natural, that it's funny that I'm laughing about it, it was hard to be in the character and to come back to the naive phase in my life where these things didn't matter, that I was just being myself, you know.
How did you work on this rhythm that I was talking about, this balance?
We also worked together, but I kind of had it in my head, I think. And this scene specifically, yeah, I remember, like, I kind of knew that the what Tom would do is, like, hysterically. I wrote that she's laughing hysterically. Mm-hmm. She took it in another way. That's cool. but like, it was so like basic to me from her character that's how she's going to react.
The pose that people put on themselves tells so much more. From letting all out, because we're never totally exposed. We don't show everybody our true feelings. We have a pose, and the more you work about the pose, the more it tells how big is your problem. But I think the most difficult part in filming this was the we shot in a location that is one of the hardest places in Tel Aviv, with a lot of junkies around us and inside, and
police.
So this is nothing.
police busts inside the scene. Yeah. One time it happened, actually. We shot a scene, and there's like a police bust just going in.
Yeah, there's a
they scene. Were catching like a junkie inside. No.
They can because we shot a scene where she asks people to touch her tits.
Yes. Oh,
and then she wants money for it. And we shot in Tel Aviv, and some of the people we approached were real people, and some of them were actors. And with the actors, we made like a very violent scene when they start to hit each other, and then police came and wanted to arrest everybody.
So it happened a few times.
A film in a film, like real life kicking in.
Yeah.
All the time with this film, all the time.
Yeah.
The film also makes you think about what is really normal. I mean, are we really, can we define ourselves as normal and to create a distance from those that are defined mentally ill?
I think people, a lot of people are afraid to be in touch with this. Everybody is crazy.
Yes.
But on the other hand, you can say that I worked a lot with mentally ill people that they, you can differ who is functional, is strong enough to have a normal life and who cannot and who is psychotic. But people are very afraid to be in touch with this part of the in themselves. They're afraid of mentally ill people. It makes them think, why? Oh, maybe they'll find out that I'm mentally ill. I'm not like this. Maybe I'm like this. But
maybe I'm one of them.
Yeah, maybe I'm one of them. We wanted to give a focus on people. You know about with the characters. It's specific characters. It's not mentally ill people. It's Neil and it's Tom and their stories. But it's sometimes people that are outcasts, that people don't want to see, that they don't want to hear about them, and to give them like the, not in a tragic way, not in a pity, in a way that you pity on them, but in try to be a full way, like to come through their own mind, how they see the reality, how the character of Tom sees and feels about anorexia and eating disorder and about love and how the character of Neil has big dreams and you know he will fall, but he goes all the way, and to see the reality through their eyes and not through the eyes of the normal people. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you look inside and people see through the eyes of people, everybody is crazy.
Here's one last romantic question. Do you think that true love, when you find a person that accepts you for the way you are, you can actually get better?
Yes.
I believe that that's a question that...
The film leaves.
No. Also, but that a mentally ill and a healthy person cannot really answer. I mean, it's like it's the same. And
they don't solve each other problems. She, I think, feels safe with him because he doesn't see her as a body. He sees the inside of her, and he loves it, and he can feel like a man. And not like a child with her. It's not they solve the problems. The problem won't be solved, but they can lean on each other in some sort of way and accept each other.
And
so they're better.
They can feel. And when you feel something, I think that it can be for 5 minutes. It can be for many years. Well, you fall in love. It's like it's a freaking good. Good energy.
It's like Robbie Williams. I wanna feel.
Yeah, Robbie Williams. He's big in Torino, isn't he? The Torino people love Robbie Williams. So that's our film.
Moon, that's what do you think about that?
To be honest, I think that what happened in my real life, I fell in love with two people who accept me the way I am. And I felt like a real connection for the first time, because I had the sick friends that I used to hang out with, but I try to avoid meeting them now when I'm healthy. And I met these two guys who allow me to be who I am, and they make fun of my craziness, and I just feel accepted. So
thank you so much, guys. It was a thank lovely so interview. Good luck for Don't Forget Me.
Thank you.
Screening here in competition at the 35th Torino Film Festival, and I'm Chiara Nicoletti from Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.